better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It's a happy day. My heart feels like an alligator.
Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
The public will be truly amazed by that.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
It is a special pleasure for me to introduce
Howie Carr.
...844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Welcome to the show. We're coming up on Father's Day, and this is a good time to take care of your Father's Day gift-giving with a copy of, with my deal, one of my books and a T-shirt. Either get Paperboy or Mass Corruption or both, and a free mystery T-shirt. T-shirts might be proud to be a deplorable, proud, buy American, support America, proud to be garbage. Let's go, Brandon. We've got them all. Check it out at HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, and do your Father's Day shopping a little bit early. Did you see what happened in New York yesterday? There was a stabbing, a zombie. That's Spencer Pratt's term for hobos, homeless hobos. Penn Station slasher had rage in his eyes, victim says, while recalling NYC rampage. Wanted to kill me. This is in Penn Station. They interviewed this guy, Henry Obadiah, 60, an accountant who lives in Midtown and was heading back from New Jersey. And he got slashed across the neck. Oh, my God. A couple inches lower, he'd be dead. Would have hit his neck. He was slashed by a homeless zombie by the name of Hector De Leon. No relation to Ponce De Leon, who was looking for the Fountain of Youth in Florida all those years ago, centuries ago. Hector De Leon was looking for the Fountain of Fentanyl, or the Fountain of box fortified wine. Oh, and so this guy Obadiah, who got slashed, says something has to be done. The city is getting worse and worse, and no one seems to care. Law and order. This administration, law and order isn't the priority. The attackers have more rights than the victims. It's not surprising this happened, and it doesn't seem like it's going to change under this administration. Most people are voting for this stuff, and they're voting for let's get rid of the police. The police got to stand down. It's nuts. I want it to change, not only for me, but for the next victim of a homeless crazy guy who decides he had a bad day and he's going to kill a few people. Señor De Leon has been hospitalized and has yet to be charged. Oh, okay. Isn't that he's mentally ill. He's a resident of the city, as Mara Healy would say about Boston or Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hello. I wanted to talk about the way President Trump handled the situation with Kristen Welker. What a big pussy. Can he be any more of a baby? Oh, she was so mean to him. Wah.
Hey, he was just tired of the BS, Kevin. That's all.
Pussy. He can't.
Okay, that's it. You get one. I give you another chance. I give a seminar caller a little bit of extra rope, but that's all. 844-500. Why was he talking to her in the first place? I mean, it's not like he's going to get a fair trial, you know? It's not like she's going to give him a chance, you know? She likes it the way it's. She likes living in a DEI world, and, you know, that's all she wants to protect. 844-500-4242. Nick D. says, Leslie Stahl and Bill Whitaker said they're staying on so 60 Minutes wouldn't die. And they're fighting, and that they're staying on shows independent. You know, as old as Leslie
Stahl. It's like your spouse being murdered.
As old as Leslie Stahl and Bill Whitaker are. They ought to be worried about other things dying, namely themselves. I think they come at it about between them, their average age is about 80 years old, maybe a little more. I don't think they have to worry so much about the longevity of the show. They ought to worry about their own longevity. 844-500-4242. So you remember CNN, or not CNN, but ABC was sued and had to pay $16 million because George Steffi Stephanopoulos, a former head of the Bimbo Eruptions Unit for the Clinton campaign, a Democrat fluffer, lifetime Democrat fluffer, said that President Trump was convicted of rape in one of those phony baloney trials in New York. Well, there's a congresswoman named Veronica Escobar from Texas. Never heard of her. But maybe I'll see her name in court filings soon, because she said the same thing that cost ABC and George Stephanopoulos $16 million. Cut six.
Time someone accused Donald Trump of rape, that network paid $15 million in a defamation
suit.
He
was found guilty by a jury.
I would be real careful. I'd be real careful about telling that lie.
It is incredible how much cover and comfort they give to a convicted felon and to someone who's been an adjudicated case of rape.
And again, I just want to make clear here. This was a civil case. It was not a criminal case, so he wasn't found guilty.
Well, the congresswoman says he was. I'm sure she's very well educated, and I'm sure she did very well on her SATs and her LSATs and didn't get any kind of extra favorable treatment wherever she went to college. I hope he sues her. 844-500-4242. So I got to say, John Fetterman is really doing himself proud. I'm so happy that he is talking about P. Hustle, as he calls him. He doesn't even, and again, I wish I had thought of that to start calling him P. Hustle, because that was his handle on the Predators, Pedophile Predators Paradise website known as Kick. 844-500-4242. So John Fetterman has made a bet with P. Hustle, which he, you know, again, he'll never take him up on it. But this is what he said. Cut eight.
But what's strange with P. Hustle is back in April, he was doing an interview on that pro Hamas Zedio network or whatever that thing is, and he said that I am the bane of his existence, and really was angry how I dressed too. And now I said, now P. Hustle, here's a great chance. You know, you can just prove that all these people that you're dropping those dick pics and saying these things to were over 18, and now I will wear a suit every day in this Senate, and now you can set the record clear and provide all those texts and all those conversations that you were having as a newlywed, but just before you were going to run for the Senate.
There's been
transparency.
So people are going to say, well, you know, the Democrats are going to say, well, you know, you can't prove a negative. You can't prove you didn't do it. That's why you're innocent until proven guilty under our system of law. Well, you know, we're going to have the same system of justice for P. Hustle as they had for Donald Trump. Remember Mueller? We can't prove that he colluded with Russia, but we can't prove he didn't either. Oh, okay. Is that the new standard? Then that's going to, if it's the new standard for Republicans and for MAGA and for Donald Trump, then it's going to be the standard for everybody, doesn't it? Doesn't it have to be? 844-500-4242. So this is Fetterman for 2 minutes just eviscerating P. Hustle and the Democrats who support him. Cut seven.
On Graham Plattner.
P. Hustle.
That's what you're calling him?
Okay, yeah.
That's what you're calling him?
Oh, no, that's how he described himself.
Wait.
P. Hustle.
Again, this is the Democrats all claim they don't know anything. You know, like Scott Pelley, I didn't know about this op-ed piece by Senator Cotton in the New York Times that made Barry Weiss leave the paper. What are you telling me? or Hakeem Jeffries. I haven't been following this race in Maine. You can't have a conversation with these people because they claim they don't know anything. So now these are reporters in D.C. They're interviewing Fetterman, and they claim they don't know what P. Hustle is. Keep going.
And an MSN now? Because he's awesome, right? Was it the Nazi tattoo? Is it the insults and the kick account?
How do you think Democrats should handle this? He's likely to become the Democratic nominee for the Senate next week.
Some Democrats will defend that mess. I will not. So it's really up to Maine voters. So the people on MS now, they want to defend a guy with a Nazi tattoo? Okay. If he wanted to defend a guy that describes the American army as absolute trash, okay. If P. Hustle said that a Purple Heart awardee is a dumb that doesn't deserve to live, okay. A guy that was probably dropping picks for a decade on Kick. Why is P. Hustle on Kick? I mean, Kick has serious issues, lack of kinds of controls, a lot of underage people. It's really been controversial. Why was he on it for a decade?
Why do you think?
I mean, that's a question. I mean, who's investigating why? I mean, was he sure that he was only talking to, women that are old enough? I mean, what was his protocol? How could he be sure?
Are you concerned that there's more to drop?
Well, he lied to everybody. He said that there wasn't any after his Nazi tattoo situation. And now there's more and more of the things. So he's already lied about that. So I assume, it's like they say, for every ranch you see in Texas, there's 50 that you haven't seen. So I'm sure there's plenty, a lot of more ranches in P. Hustle's life.
Why aren't Republicans saying this stuff? I guess it's better if the Democrats are saying it about themselves. But, it would be nice if, some Republicans would just come out and tell the truth about this guy. Because what did Fetterman just say that wasn't true? A lot of people are traveling during the summer. So let me ask you something. What would you do if you were packing for your trip and realized you're almost out of your prescription medications? Or even worse, you have an emergency during your trip and you need a specific medication fast. You really can't rush to book a last-minute doctor's appointment. That's why more and more people are preparing ahead with All Family Pharmacy. Whether you want to stock up before traveling or simply keep what you might need on hand, they've simplified the entire process of getting your prescription medications to you fast. Simply fill out a quick medical form online, licensed doctors review your requests, prescribe if appropriate, and your medication shipped directly to your door. They even offer overnight shipping. Forget pharmacy lines and insurance headaches. They've got more than 400 medications, including antibiotics, blood pressure medications, emergency inhalers, ivermectin, NAD+, and more. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% on your next order. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. I know how good Perfect Smiles is because I've been going there forever, and my teeth look better than ever, if I do say so myself. I only go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It is so worth the trip from anywhere in New England to tax-free Nashua, New Hampshire. Visit them today at perfectsmiles.com, perfectsmiles.com, or call them at 603-595-6699, 603-595-6699. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is: are the Democrats cheating in California? Yes, no, or we'll never know.
Yes.
99% of the audience says yes, 1% says we'll never know, and 0% for no.
0%?
What about that guy Kevin that called in that's angry about Trump for walking out? Kevin, can you give him one vote? I mean, well, we'll need more than one vote to scratch. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
You know, Howie, they're going to hear it first on the Howie Carr Show. This is a conspiracy theory. There's going to be 51 Republican analysts are going to say that Graham Platner was not a Republican 10 years ago. I mean, this guy is the exact, I mean, it's hypocrisy. This guy is the exact guy everybody claimed that Trump is. I mean, it's almost a psyop.
That is a really good point. That is an excellent observation, David. But now it's okay. Yeah, you're right. Well, listen, let me play here. Hold on. I want to play. This is Chris Murphy, you know, the guy who left his wife for a younger woman and decided to grow a beard, much like Eric Swalwell. And so this was from this was from 2025, January, when Elon Musk was just saying hi to somebody and they said it was a Nazi salute. It was the end of democracy, according to Chris Murphy. This is January 2025. Okay, here it is. Cut 14.
What you saw is what you think you saw. Elon Musk did the Heil Hitler salute. He did. And what
he
you
did.
Were talking about
did,
is
right?
maybe the
right,
most
Senator?
Dangerous moment in modern American political history,
where wow.
there is a sense of
wow.
endorsement from Elon Musk and a sense of entitlement and immunity given to people who are contemplating acts of violence against politicians, but specifically Democrats. And so all of our lives got put in jeopardy by what Elon Musk did on Monday night and what Donald Trump did the next day with those pardons.
Wow. The most dangerous moment in American politics. It was worse than JFK being shot in the head and killed. It was worse than Trump being shot in the head and almost killed. But now, this is what Chris Murphy says about Platner's tattoo. This is a real Nazi tattoo. That he had for 17 years and now claims he didn't know what it was. Cut 15.
He sounds like a human being to me, a human being who made mistakes, recognizes them, and is very open about it. But, yeah, certainly I'm looking forward to sitting down and talking to him about it. He's obviously, right now performing very well in the polls in Maine. He's talking a language that speaks to a lot of
middle-class
voters, a lot of Trump voters that, frankly,
Deutschland über
are
alles.
Looking for Democrats that understand working-class
concerns. Jawohl. Jawohl. What do you think of that, David? That was Elon Musk was worse than the assassination of JFK or the attempted assassination Republican president, Ford, Reagan, Trump.
I think Murphy's fooling around with some people did something, lady.
I mean, is there anything? They're not paying attention. They're dummying up. Cut 12. Hakeem.
What happened to believe all women?
I haven't followed these allegations closely, but what I have said is that violence against women in any way, shape, or form is unacceptable. It's a red line. And
unless
nobody
a Democrat does
should
it.
Cross that. And any accuser who comes forward has to be treated with dignity and respect. I haven't talked to Ro Khanna about this particular race. And in fact, I haven't gotten involved in this particular race because we're focused
I'm too
on
busy
taking
looking
back
for a
control
pink Nixon.
Of the House of Representatives.
Right. 844-500-4242. And you look devastating in that pink Nixon. Nothing says NBA fan like a pink hat. Or sports fan in general. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. California's election process and mail-in balloting is a banana republic sham. This is from the Unleash Prosperity hotline. A voter can return a ballot in any county in California, no matter which county that voter is registered in. Oh, and I'm sure in multiple counties too. Orange County, San Diego, just work your way north and just vote in all the counties. L.A., Ventura, out San Francisco, Alameda. California legalized ballot harvesting, which allows anyone, not just family, to collect and deliver a limitless number of mail-in ballots, an open invitation to fraud or coercion. The state mails ballots to every registered voter, 23.2 million of them. Ballots received by officials up to 7 days after Election Day are counted. The Postal Service often now doesn't postmark first-class mail, but if a ballot is received without a postmark after the election, it's counted if the voter has handwritten the date on the envelope, or if a Democrat in the at the precinct or the counting station decides to write in the date. What could possibly go wrong? Nothing could go wrong for the Democrats. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, you know, Howie, listening to John Fetterman, the guy's great. I mean, who knew that he was going to be the great white hope for the Republican
Party? I know.
You know, and Howie, I like the fact that he calls this guy P. Hustle, because I mean, I did Iraq and Afghanistan. I can't stomach guys like this fraud. And you know, you go from P. Hustle, he'll be what Jerry Nadler, they call him No Hustle. You know, you get this guy. You know, Platt is such a fraud, and the fact that he went after, especially that the one combat veteran who was filmed in a gunfight, purposely drawing fire away so his men didn't get shot at. And then he called, yeah, what a scumbag. And here's a guy, Howie, listen, nothing personal, but when I was in Iraq, and when we stopped over in Kuwait, you know, if you go into a porta potty, it's about 160 degrees in there. The one thing, thankfully, we were always out on patrol, so we'd be out in the boonies. So I didn't have to worry about using a porta potty. We didn't have that luxury. But nobody in their right mind would spend any more time in a porta potty than they needed
to.
And this guy's bragging that he was in a porta potty, you know, with a copy of Hustler or something.
Johnny, don't you think he was drunk all the time? I'm surprised he hasn't already come out and say he's an alcoholic or, you know, he's in recovery and he just has a severe drinking problem. Because it appears to me he does.
Oh, without a doubt. And the fact that he's getting 100%. Howie, you know, I got blown up. I was 3 weeks in country when I got blown up. 150 pounds of HME, dead nuts under the rear frame of my vehicle. You know what? I don't collect 100%. I don't get that guy kind of money. This guy's getting 100% for what? Did he hurt himself in the porta potty?
Did your daddy give you $200,000 to buy a house, Johnny? Did you go to the crotch kiss school and then claim to be a working class person?
No, my dad said join the Marines.
And you know the other thing is too, he was a bartender, so he had a real job. But apparently, everybody says he was the biggest a-hole in the ever at working that bar, the Tune In in Washington D.C. You know, you know how it is to be a bartender. You know, you just got. I mean, maybe you don't feel Mr. Personality, congeniality every day, but you can't be like a you know, just a snarling bastard every day. But that's apparently what this guy was.
No, how do you expect to get a tip? It's true to the customer.
Exactly. Well, I guess though, if you went to the Hotchkiss school and daddy gives you $200,000 for the house and you know, you get to have this oyster farm, you know, that's not really an oyster farm. I guess you don't have to worry. Thanks for the call, Johnny. 508. I stay in a potta potty for no longer than I can hold my, like everybody else in the world, 844-500-4242.
508, a month to count says it all. Yeah, obviously. Yeah. 781, there's no evidence of cheating because once millions of unqualified ballots are mailed out and become active, they're then harvested, filled out, and counted. Until they're forced to purge voter rolls, they'll never be caught. Right. That's why they're trying to. And that's why the U.S. attorney in L.A. is trying to purge the voter rolls, get his hands on the list, the voter registration forms. And they won't do it because once you drop the ballot in, you don't know which one is bad and which one is good. That's why they always say, you don't have any proof. You don't have any proof. It's hard to get proof. Ballot harvesting gives a 100% chance to the party in power. Right. And that's what's happened. That's what's happened in L.A. Now, if not at the state level so far. I mean, again, Hilton is going to be a real underdog. But, that's what they did. They wanted to make sure that they could continue the scams. And that's what they did. 844, that's what they're doing, I should say. Spencer Pratt says he's not giving up, but I don't know what he does. This is 100% crooked. Jim, you're next with how, and they don't care. They don't care in the least. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead.
Hey, Howie, thanks. It's interesting that they try to explain away these mail-in ballots votes that are coming in heavily for Rahman as saying that Democrats like to wait to the last minute to make up their mind and do heavily mail-in votes. But, the people who voted for Bass on election day are by definition last-minute voters. It's election day. That doesn't explain the difference between election right. day votes and mail-in votes because of being last minute. Well, like you said, Spencer probably hadn't got much of a chance. It would have been great to watch his attack ads for the next 5 months.
Right. I hope those guys that are doing those that were doing those ads for him, I hope they can be recruited by other Republicans, like Minogue here in this state. Wouldn't it be great to have someone doing ads like that against Mara Healey or against Plattner up in Maine or anywhere, actually? How about against Hochul in New York for Blakeman? Anywhere you could, or against Cooper in North Carolina. There's so much you could do against any of these Democrats, especially the incumbents. Although Plattner doesn't need to be an incumbent to be made sport of, I don't think. 844-500-4242, 617. How come none of Plattner's comrades have come forward on this guy? Very strange. Yeah, very few males that know the guy seem to have come forward. I mean, some of the women have come forward, but that hasn't really helped him out much, has it? Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
How's it going?
Good.
Howie, look, the reason they're still counting the votes out west, it's my understanding that California is still the drug and pot capital of America. I mean, I rest my case, but we have Dwayne and Clyde counting the votes, and Dwayne, hey, I got 5 ballots from the same guy who's dead, Clyde. We'll count them anyways because we got to respect the dead, not to mention the deadheads.
Thanks for the call, Jay. Yeah, I don't think it's possible to say any one area of the country is more drug infested than any other area at this point. I think it's pretty much of a dead heat, deadhead heat. Todd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I just got to get this off my chest. I look back on when Trump first got elected and the 2 impeachments. I look at how he got screwed over in 2020. I look at, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and I look at what's going on in California right now, and I think this is the moment that all the Republicans galvanized together and said, that's it. We're not putting up with any more of this. We're going to stand together. Give it 2 or 3 days, Howie. And you'll get people calling up saying, well, you know what? I'm not really thrilled about how the Iran attack is going. I really wasn't crazy about this trip to China. You know what? You don't ever hear the Democrats complaining about their own that way or are giving up on just because of one minor issue. But we just move right along, and I don't know what that galvanizing point will ever be.
Well, the Democrats are a cult, Todd. That's the whole point, I mean, it's not a political party anymore. It's a cult. It's a way of life. And you know, to have Trump derangement syndrome is kind of like a fashion accessory. You know, like having a pink Knicks hat if you're a Democrat politician from New York down in D.C. I you know, the Republicans are more normal the way Americans used to be. I mean, they study the issues more. But I wish there was more loyalty. I mean, again, I love what Fetterman is saying about Plattner, but I just wonder why aren't there any Republicans that are saying the same thing? You know, that are giving him that kind of grief. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 413. As of yesterday, there have been 1.9 million votes counted in L.A., 1.5 million mailed in. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Yeah. I know. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. I thought the Supreme Court was going to rule. Isn't the Supreme Court going to rule on this these election months or these election seasons or these election? I think they are going to rule on it. They've got to stop this immediately. Not that it will stop Democrats, because Democrats don't give a bleep about the law. You know, they don't. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
So, Howie, if this same situation were happening in Florida or Texas, the state Democratic committee would find a judge to stop the counting of mail-in ballots. But when Republicans do that kind of thing, the courts always say nobody has suffered a harm yet,
right?
Until the election is certified.
Right. Yeah. You have no standing, Spencer Pratt. You have no standing to claim the election stolen because the counting continues. Exactly. Very good point. 844-500-4242. Yeah. Remember that the Texas versus Pennsylvania in 2020. Texas has no standing to complain about their candidate being deprived of the presidency by massive voter fraud in all the blue states. They have no standing. Oh, okay. It's time for you to think about you. Wherever you are in New England, Perfect Smiles is so worth the trip to tax-free New Hampshire. If you are having trouble getting a dental appointment and really need help, call Melissa at Perfect Smiles right now. She'll figure out a way to get you in. Wherever you're from, Northern Maine, Northern Vermont, or Cape Cod, Perfect Smiles always figures out a way to get somebody in who needs help. In May, listeners from Litchfield and New Boston, New Hampshire, as well as Wilmington and Billerica, Mass., travel to meet Dr. Tam and Dr. Sai's team because they wanted to go to the best dental practice in New England. I know how good Perfect Smiles is because I've been going there forever, and my teeth look better than ever, if I do say so myself. Getting your teeth checked is critical to staying healthy. You need those regular checkups. Listeners who've tried Perfect Smiles have found out for themselves just how good Perfect Smiles is and how much a smile transformation can mean to them, both professionally and personally. Go to PerfectSmiles.com and check out the before and after photos. You will be amazed. A smile makeover gives you the confidence that makes everything so much easier. There is a reason why we say Perfect Smiles, change your smile, change your life. It truly does. Recently, a neighbor had a friend who went in for a routine checkup and they found a lump under his tongue. Oral care is critical to your health. I'll say it again, you need to get checked and you need to keep up your cleanings as well. Visit PerfectSmiles.com today and upgrade your life. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Or call them at 603-595-6699. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
413 says, I love Pratt's ads calling Karen Bass, Karen Basura, which is Spanish for trash can. I'm telling you, those guys were brilliant that were doing that. And the RNC or the Republican Senate Campaign Committee, whoever, should go out and recruit these guys and get them into various statewide campaigns. You don't even need that much money. You know, just people don't watch broadcast TV news anymore. That's why Scott Hanley is out of, one of the reasons he's out of a job. And all these people are quitting. If you see all these people, every week there's someone from some Boston local TV news is quitting. Matt Reed is leaving Channel 5. Oh, no. Who the heck is Matt Reed? And he said, I'm sorry to be leaving the big nickel. I think that's what he called it, the Channel 5. Huh? The big nickel. I've never heard
of it. Channel 5 ask him to leave after he called it that? It's like, okay, you can go now.
I think having seen Channel 5 down through the years, I think the wooden nickel would be a more appropriate name for it. And then they had some woman at Channel 7 who I'd never heard. She's leaving? Oh, who is she? Who is this person? Then some guy on the radio, some morning guy, has been there for like 20 years, Bob Bronson. Bob Bronson is leaving. Did you know this? Kiss Kasey, Bob Bronson. But he's not doing it any longer. Someone says too, you know, reporters do get killed in combat. Yes, I know they do. I was just thinking about this. I was getting some of my columns together, you know, maybe for the next book. I got one from 1990 when they arrested all of Whitey's cocaine dealers. And there were a bunch of us from the Herald and the Globe. There were so many being brought into the federal courthouse. We all had the two papers had to work together. Elizabeth Newfer. She was a good person. I liked her. She was the Globe reporter that day. One of the Globe reporters that day on the arraignments, the initial appearances. She died in 2003. She was killed in one of the wars overseas. 844-500-4242. She was killed in a car accident while returning to Baghdad from an overnight trip to Crete. So I know. All I know is Scott Pelley. Michael Kelly got killed. I knew him. He wrote a story about Ted Kennedy. I gave him some stuff. Met him at Foley's. He was killed. Well, let me tell you, I knew Michael Kelly. Scott, you're no Michael Kelly. I knew Elizabeth Newfer. Scott, you're no Elizabeth Newfer. 844-500-4242. All right. Let's see. Here's some. here's another one. Well, I'm looking at this. Where is this one? Oh, I can't find the damn. Oh, here it is. Cut 23. Give me cut 23.
Why did you feel compelled to speak up?
It was fate.
It was fate.
First of all, our entire senior staff had been wiped out. They're not there. I looked around the room. I'm the only correspondent there, which surprised me very much. I learned that my colleagues were out shooting stories, as they should be in the month of June. But I'm the only correspondent there, which surprised me. And I looked around at my friends and colleagues in the room and realized I was the senior person. Only I could do it. None of them could be asked to take that risk. So,
newsrooms are like the military or police. It's a life-threatening job. No, it's not. Not for you, Scott. I'm Howie Carr.